Senator Mark Begich railed on the Senate floor today about what he called a myth that Democratic-led health care legislation will lead to rationing.
Opponents of health insurance reform have recently resurrected the word to suggest that Americans will get less care when reform legislation passes. Is there anything more cynical than that? Telling Americans that their health care will be rationed because of reform? That they'll lose or get less care when Congress and the president finally take action? The defenders of the status quo ought to be embarrassed. They know the opposite is true.
Begich is part of a group of freshman Democrat senators who are speaking weekly on the health insurance legislation. He says, according to the Census Bureau, 10,000 Alaskans have lost health insurance this year. In an interview this afternoon, Begich said there are still things he wants to see added that were not included in the Democratic-led bill passed by the Senate Finance Committee this week. He wants the federal health program opened up to anyone who'd like to buy in, and he wants to be able to negotiate prescription drug costs. Begich says now that each of the bills are out of committee, all senators can participate in the debate and propose their own amendments, which he plans to do.
Kind of my view is a good starting point is actually bringing it now in this process that we're done with all the committees, because as a member, I've not participated in the committee structures. I'm not a member of one of those committees. But now the fact that everyone gets to engage now, I think is going to be good. It's going to be very robust discussion, and I'm looking forward to it.
Begich says no matter what, the final bill must be deficit neutral. He and a group of moderate Democrats have laid that down as a deal breaker. Republicans complained this week about a report by the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office that shows the Finance Committee's bill won't raise the deficit. They say that's false, but Begich says that's just politics.
They will always have an excuse, and each day the excuse will change. But the same issue is there, and that is they don't want any reform. They want to keep it business as usual. And I can tell you in Alaska, when your premiums have doubled in the last 10 years, and they're potentially going to double again in the next seven, business as usual is unacceptable.
Begich disagrees with Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski that the Finance Committee bill will cost Americans more. Instead, Begich says costs will increase if action is not taken.